You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Joe and Mike back again, buildassetsonline.com. We're going to be talking about dropshipping dog products. The first thing that I ever tried to dropship. Huge mistake. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how to do it right, how to do it wrong. Should you do it at all? We're going to find it all out. But real quick, if you don't know, membership closes at the end of October. buildassetsonline.com/membership. You get access to all of our courses, including our flagship dropshipping course, but you get to learn the other ones as well, where we teach about Kindle publishing, in-depth SEO, yada, yada, yada. Exclusive voice office hours where you get to talk to us with the community, one-on-one coaching where you get a private channel in Discord with me and Mike, and of course, access to the rest of the people in the community. Nice little mastermind there. I think it's the best place if you want to make a full-time income online. But dropshipping dog products, Mike, what do you have to say about this? Because this is something that, remember when I tried it and I gave
it? Of course, it was not a failure, Joe. It was another stepping stone towards success, but it did not work out. We tried, or you rather, tried dropshipping very small dog accessories. Since then, our businesses have graduated to selling more expensive stuff. So we sell high-ticket products. If it's under $1,000, it's for the birds, as far as I'm concerned. But we're talking about for the dogs. So yeah, that's really the issue. A lot of people want to do dropshipping and they want to dropship dog products, but they're coming at it from this angle of they're going to dropship some like stupid dog accessory, like a leash, a collar, dog toys. They're going to do something from AliExpress, and they're going to do some viral Facebook social media ad in order to sell products. So the problem is with that, if you're dropshipping a dog collar, your margin is going to be really, really small. And so really what you're depending on is making a video or doing some sort of advertisement that goes super viral. So you're able to get really, really cheap conversions. However, for the majority of people, that's not going to be realistic. It's very, very, very hard to do. There's a reason why major companies pay millions of dollars to these media firms to make them videos and to make them commercials, because it's not an easy thing to do. You need a studio, you need a budget. People who know what they're doing, people that have been studying the psychology of buyers for their whole career. And so people think they're just going to come in and hit these home runs with these products. It's not feasible. 99% of people are going to fail. We see it all the time. We've interviewed students who have done this sort of AliExpress low ticket type thing, and without fail, well, they've all failed and they've lost money. So instead of doing that, if you need to do dog products, want to do larger dog things. You have dog crates, obstacle courses. Those can get very expensive. Grooming tables, grooming sinks. There's a lot of places that your mind can go with this, because, I mean, people love dogs and people will spend a lot of money. So you need to figure out what the right products are for dogs, and you need to find ones that are as expensive as possible.
Yeah. So I actually think if you want to pull this off successfully and you are so passionate about dogs that you want to sell dog products, you cannot do what Mike just mentioned with the selling the leashes, selling the t-shirts, yada, yada, yada. The odds of you being successful at that are just so small. You do want to focus on those grooming sinks and grooming tables and, you know, things like that people are going to spend $1,000 or more on. The problem with this is that there's a very limited selection of suppliers and products if you want to look only to dogs. It's not that limited, but for your first store, the odds of you getting in with all of those suppliers that you would need, like the best ones in the industry, are probably are kind of on the low side, which is why we don't build stores that niche down. We do recommend niche down stores to students that are a bit more advanced, that already have sales, that are good at calling suppliers and good at securing those supplier relationships. But if that's not something you've done before, then it's not the best idea. But I think this niche could work, you know, if you have the big picture for it. If you're going to get the best suppliers for stuff like grooming tables, you're going to be able to rank organically. If you know how to do SEO and rank organically for dog grooming tables, and things like that. It's a very long-term project, and it's probably not the quickest path to a full-time income if that's what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, you would need to do a more generic pet store that's selling high-ticket pet items. So you probably have the, you know, bird cages, like huge bird cages for big birds, fish tank irrigation systems, filtering systems, whatever you want to call them. So, you know, once you start opening up just not just dogs into, if you go into all pets, then there's going to be a lot more options for more expensive stuff. It's going to open up a lot more suppliers for you to call and potentially get in with. And then you have a lot more chance of success. And so people get hung up about doing something that's like super niche down, like dogs, or doing a German retriever. German shepherds, you know, dog stuff. But who cares? People go to PetSmart. They don't go to DogSmart. They don't go to German Shepherd's Mart. They go to PetSmart because people don't care. As long as it makes somewhat sense, people go to Walmart and buy pet stuff. It's not DogSmart. Again, so you see where I'm going with this. Don't worry about being super niche down and just being, you know, on point like that. Give yourself more room to grow and expand within a store, and you will do better.
Absolutely, my guy. I think you really hit the dog on the nose there with that one. Yeah. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this quick episode. Don't forget, course open end of October. We already told you about it. I'm not going to repeat it again, but buildassetsonline.com/playbook if you want to get the free course as well, and get alerted when we open the course again, because it's going to be closed after October.
Yes. And one last thing. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.